It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State health officials say more than 420 people have died in Colorado after contracting COVID-19. Officials said Sunday that 874 people are hospitalized with the virus. That's after several days of that number dropping. Almost 10,000 people in the state have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. A couple of hundred people protested Colorado's stay-at-home order at the state capitol yesterday. Deesa Hurt sells cars in Parker. She says it upsets her to see so many people out of work.
I'm watching businesses close. I'm watching friends lose their incomes and their livelihoods, and we just want to reopen Colorado. That's all we want.
Hurt says she's been out of work for about a month. She says she applied for unemployment but was told it could take up to 6 weeks. The mayor of Canyon City says the coronavirus is causing a rural dilemma in communities like hers, and she wants Governor Polis to take action. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Canyon City Mayor Ashley Smith says local frustration over state-mandated business closures is now advancing into anger, and she worries keeping businesses closed any longer than the end of the month could result in real unrest from struggling small business leaders.
This is their livelihood. This is their lifetime investment. Some of these businesses have been for 42 years or more.
Smith sent Polis a letter this week arguing her city is ready to reopen businesses responsibly. The governor has said he will be using data to guide any lifting of the stay-home order. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado's clean energy industry shed more than 1,000 jobs last month because of the pandemic. That's according to the nonprofit business group E2 Environmental Entrepreneurs. Colorado fared better than other states. California had the largest number of layoffs, with nearly 20,000 jobs lost. That's followed by Michigan, Massachusetts, and North Carolina, whose clean energy industries each lost more than 5,000 jobs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.